This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is wrong. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want
to. All right, welcome to Ben Vernell's segment of this week's episode of Filthy Casuals. Rock and roll gaming. You like gaming and you like to be cool. Well, guess what? Here it all is together at last, being cool and playing video games together at last. I just want to start this segment of my I just want to start this segment by doing some shout outs to some people who have added me on Steam. I put my Steam username out there, Ben_diagram, and boy, you guys responded in the millions. I'm so happy to have you fans, keeps me going. So I'd like to say thanks to Bucking Fasted, GeForce with a 4, MJ Andre, Registray Dus, SexFreak69, W1R3, Mildly Awful, Nuclear with just all of the fans. Thanks for the support, fans. You're great fans, and I wouldn't be able to do it without your support. What else is going on in rock and roll gaming? I've been playing a lot of Civ 5. It's a great way to kind of distract me from all the shit that's going on at the moment, which is mainly comedy festival stuff. I've been basically writing or rehearsing or editing videos all day, every day for the past couple of months. It's all coming to a head on Saturday, April 2nd, which is when we open our really good, real funny, real stupid show, Chimp Cop Nights. So if you're in Melbourne, come down to the Imperial, 10:15 p.m. It's a weird late night mad show from April 2nd onwards. We'd really appreciate it if people came. We've worked so hard on it. The only way I've been able to really distract myself is with the kind of repetitive games that I've already played. So games like Civilization 5 or what else have I been playing? Like stuff like Candy Crush, even Skyrim. I've started a new character on Skyrim, Wood Elf. Which is fun. I've never played like an archer before, really. I've played kind of rogues with daggers and stuff and stealing everything, but it's really fun to just kind of get back into Skyrim and run around killing stuff. But a lot of Civ 5 as well. Which reminds me, so I put a call out to all the fans, and I asked if they had any questions for me. So Chris Jones sent one in. And he asked, what are your top three game franchises of all time? Now, obviously, you'd expect me to say something like Rock Band, because I'm just a fucking hard-ass rock and roll gamer. Number three is the Mario franchise. My favourite platformer of all time, Super Mario 3, by a long shot. I just think it's amazing. I remember playing it as a kid, and that nostalgia probably helps, but the franchise overall is amazing. Every generation they seem to bring out a classic game, like Mario Galaxy or Mario 64 or like Mario Kart 8. So Mario is my number three franchise. My number two franchise is Sid Meier's Civilization. Again, I remember playing Civ 2 at like my friend's house, my best friend's house after school. We kind of take it in turns and direct our Civ to victory. We're getting those space ship parts. And then all the way through the series, Civ 3 was great. It was like Civ 2 with a nice look. Civ 4 was a bit different, and Civ 5, I think, has perfected it. I've played Civ 5 a lot. So that's why Civilization is my number two franchise. And number one, might be a bit of a shock, but it's Bioshock. I've spoken about how much I love those games before on the podcast. I love the first game. I think it's perfect, save for the ending, which is everything after the twist. I think that the visual design is fantastic. It's scary, it's tense, it's cinematic, it's fun to play. The combat is really well done. I think that the mix of guns and plasmids, or powers, and which would carry over to Bioshock Infinite, is great. It's simple, but it's a really fun kind of gameplay. And it's well written, and that's rare in games. Bioshock Infinite, I think, is even better than Bioshock, which is probably not something most people agree with, but I think that because Bioshock Infinite, to me, is perfect from start to finish. The story and the twist is a little bit first year of film school, but I think that the visual style of the game is the best of any game I've ever played, and better than most movies and TV series. That kind of fantastical American exceptionalism, like turn of the century kind of industrial revolution, just go hard fucking propaganda stuff is incredible. Also, the Manifest Destiny stuff in there, it's just a really good critique of America and kind of Western civilization. And I think it's a great game. And again, it's fun to play, great characters, great writing, great visual style. Bioshock is at this point like a 95 out of 100 as a franchise. So that's my number one franchise of all time. What else has been going on? Not a hell of a lot. Maybe I should just stop now and tell you to come see Chim Cop Nights again. It's on at the Imperial Hotel, which is on the corner of Burke Street and Spring Street in the city. It's a big sports pub, but it's a nice one. I know all the staff, and they're all lovely. We start Saturday, April 2nd. We continue till April 16th. We're at 10:15 p.m., and I guarantee it's going to be a fucking awesome show. So come and see it. And keep on rocking in the video game world.
Welcome to the Adam Knox portion of this very special comedy festival. Everyone's too busy to actually meet up. Recording of Filthy Casuals. I'm the host of the Adam Knox portion, Adam Knox, and I'm going to talk about video games and video gamey stuff that I've been involved with in the last week. Last night, I played probably about an hour and a half of Dark Souls 3, the Xbox One version, because it's out in Japan already. But if you buy it from the Japanese store, you still get the English version. Everything's in English. It's just a normal version, but not patched yet because it's technically not available in this country. So maybe I did something illegal, you know? Who knows? But I played it for only about an hour and a half, but or maybe 2.5 hours, actually. I can't remember. Longer than I should have because I'm really busy. But it's really, really good. It's really fun. It controls really well. The Xbox One version is not the one to play. It doesn't run that well. It's like at a lower resolution and a lower frame rate than the PS4 version, and they're both worse than the PC one. So if you have like a good PC, you should get it on that, I'd imagine. But the Xbox One version is fine. You know, it's just like a little, the frame rate's kind of shitty and stuff like that. But Dark Souls 3 has like all that detail that I really liked about the first one and Bloodborne, what I've played of the first one and Bloodborne. It's so, like, there's a lot of thought put into just about every part of it, which is really cool and kind of not the norm anymore. Really good, really like a good mixture of what Dark Souls and what Bloodborne both feel like. And like I say, I haven't played too much of it, but I'm enjoying it so far. What else did I do? God, I've done barely anything. I have been trying to write this comedy festival show, get it finished written. And you know what? For the purposes of anyone who might come, it's totally written. It's the best thing I've ever done. It is good, but I'm just, you know, I'm going to be working on it until the last second because it's just, why not use that time? But so I've been staying up late pretty often, like just sort of sitting in my apartment with no other noise, which is where I am now. And there's, so I have to talk kind of quietly, actually. I'll get down to the phone because it's about somebody who lives near here. This woman who lives next door to me at like 3 a.m. almost every morning, she is cackling maniacally. She's laughing so loudly and so, you know, cacklishly. It's a cackle. It's not a laugh. It's a cackle. And it freaks me out all the time. Like, I'm sure she's not doing anything shifty. She's just watching, you know, a funny movie. She's watching some funny film. But boy, it's bothering. It's not funny when it's at like 3 a.m. And especially if you're just sort of starting to drift off to sleep. And the last thing you hear before, you know, sleep takes you is a ca-ha-ha-ha-ha, like a cackle. It's terrifying. There's also a big dog who lives next door who, like, he doesn't cackle, obviously. He barks more of a barking sound. But he does that at like 3 a.m. as well. And it's a shithole. I hate where I live. And if any of you have like a spare room, please do message me because I'll come live with you rent-free, of course. So yeah, Dark Souls is really the only thing I played. I definitely want to play more of that at some point when I'm a little less busy. I bought Rocket League as well. I think Tommy did too. He might have mentioned that. But there was a Rocket League was on sale at some point, so I bought that and haven't tried it yet. But I do want to try that because I like the look of it. But I have no opinion about it yet because I haven't tried it. But yeah, like I say, I haven't been doing anything too video gamey the last week. There's been too much stuff going on. My life's totally fucked. So not a huge amount to tell you about. Sorry about that. But yeah, very busy. If any of you filth out there are in Melbourne from the, what is it, Sunday the 3rd, this Sunday until the 17th of April, I'm doing my comedy festival show. It's called Nothing Important Has Happened to Me, and it's just a bunch of jokes and some skilly setches. Oh man, it's going to go so well. I can speak clearly, and I'm a fun guy. Silly sketches. It's not even worth saying. Silly sketches doesn't make it sound appealing, does it? It makes it sound like a guy's going to be wiggling about on stage. And that's all you're going to get, basically. But please do come if you're around. You can go to the Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au. I'm sure Ben and Tommy have already mentioned that that exists. But yeah, come see my show, please. It'll be great. Come say hi and, you know, give me a rent-free place to live. So that's all for now, but I'm going to play a lot more Dark Souls 3 in the coming few weeks, and I think it's really good if you like that sort of game, so I would say go in on that. If you have access to the Japanese store on either the PlayStation or the Xbox, or just wait until, I think it comes out on like the 12th of April or something here, so it's not that far away. Anyway, as we always say here on Filthy Casuals, come to my comedy festival show, please.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.